Did you hear about this? A group of communication students from Villanova University collected a gold medal for their social justice documentary at this year's Student Academy Awards ceremony in Beverly Hills.
The gold medal goes to Princess Garrett Sankofa, Villanova University.
Princess Garrett and 20 other students created and produced the documentary Sankofa. It tells the story of two young black men who live worlds apart, yet share so much. Marquise lives in Philadelphia, and God's Way lives in Ghana, Africa. The film reveals they are both community leaders and mentors to kids in struggling neighborhoods. And there are other connections, deep historical ones that affect their circumstances in life, colonialism and slavery. To learn more about this project filmed in Philadelphia and Ghana, I spoke with co-editor, composer, and Villanova student Caleb Lucky and communications professor Hezekiah Lewis, who in the making of the documentary prompted his students to go back and fetch it, which is the meaning of the word Sankofa.
My first time actually going to Ghana was years ago when I was a graduate, shooting a film called Warrior Queen, about an African queen who led an army of men into battle. When I went to Ghana for the first time, I was just so immersed in the culture and the family structure, the community. And a lot of times they always talk about, you know, come back home to really understand where you're from, you know, understand where you're going. A lot of African-Americans that we just don't have that identity. You know, my name is Hezekiah Lewis, but, you know I'm from the continent somewhere, but due to slavery, it's all been erased. So going back for me was an eye opener to understand that we do have beautiful African kings and queens and a beautiful, rich history that is not really taught. So Sankofa is really calling for a lot of blacks to go back to the continent to really get a sense of who they are in order to kind of have more confidence in where they're going.
Well, let's get to a clip in the film where we are hearing from two young black men who are community leaders. Marquise is in Philadelphia. God's Way lives in Ghana. And these are their impressions of each other's cultures. Marquise goes first.
When I think about Africa, I think about people walking around with no shoes on, just barefooted, people eating trash, people walking around half naked.
We live here, like, not being rich, like, it's poverty, all right? But they live a little bit medium or higher or low, but we are not killing ourselves. We are not shooting each other. We lived here. There is peace.
If my brother they struggle for Kenya, I'll be Kenyan now. If my sister they struggle for Nigeria, I'll be Nigerian. If
my brother, this is so interesting. Hezekiah, what's really being said here to firm up a central part of the story of this film?
The biggest thing is being continents, worlds apart. There's so many similarities that we have. I think we have a lot of misconceived notions of, you know, who they are as people, and they have a lot of misconceived notions of who we are as people. And a lot of that has to do with slavery and colonialism. You know, the first time we went to Ghana and shot a film with the same two gentlemen, it was called Rise and Shine. And we talked about the plight of education due to post-traumatic slave syndrome, how it affects the educational system. So here you had a young man who was fighting to build his school up in Strawberry Mansion. There you had the young man, God's Way, who was, you know, fighting to build his school at Heritage Academy. But looking at the similarities and just the lack of communication we have with each other due to that sense of colonialism, due to that sense of slavery, you know, we really have to distill a lot of the negative stereotypes. We want this film to build the bridges, and looking at it from the black male perspective in a very poetic way was a very deliberate decision that the students came up with to make sure that we understand where we need to go.
Caleb, tell me about your part in the genesis of the film.
I was actually the only black male to go on the trip to Ghana. So I remember sitting down with Hezzy like sophomore year, freshman year. And he was like, yeah, man, I want you to, you know, come do this class with me. You know, you could play a little music, do your thing. And then he was like, yeah, so we're going to go to Africa. And I was like, run that back. Like, we're going where? And just that education of what Africa was taught to me. You know, it was taught that it's half-naked people walking around, like Marquise said, you know, that living in bandos, abandoned building. And it's like, that's that mindset that I had. Effects of slavery and colonialism still trickled down to me. Fast forward a year later, and I'm about to go to Ghana. As soon as I step down, it's like overwhelming feeling of just love. You know, it's like, wow, I get it. I know what I've been missing. You know, I know why a lot of this disconnect on both sides of, especially in America, why black, you know, African Americans think a certain negative way about Africa. It's because it was taught to us that way.
When I was reading about the film before I saw the film, the language that was used to describe it was, you know, a story, these narratives of mental slavery. Caleb, what is your take on how that rolls out in this film?
You know, if we can't take the slavery out of ourselves, we'll never be free. And it's like, you know, that mindset of not allowing this stolen history, this stolen education, you know, our stolen roots to affect how we view and move in society today, right? Because we could easily just take these ideas and these man-made racist ideas and apply that to society today and we not even realize it, you know? And that's that idea of mental slavery, not allowing the, you know, the fluff and the lies of what society has told us to dictate how we live our lives and how we move and you know, and interact with people.
Villanova student Caleb Luckey, a communications professor, Hezekiah Lewis. The student film Sankofa is now eligible to compete for an Oscar in the documentary short subject category.